You're listening to SBS News.
Diagnosed with a rare form of cervical cancer 10 years ago, Philippa Ross feared she'd be robbed of her ability to become a mother.
Everything was just, can I still have children? For me, it was all about my fertility. I didn't see a point in surviving if I couldn't have children.
At 33 years old, chemotherapy and radiation treatment left her unable to conceive. But through surrogacy, using her own frozen eggs and ovarian tissue, she had a son. Ms. Ross says the prospect that cervical cancer could be eliminated and others can avoid enduring the same hardship is overwhelming.
I was diagnosed 10 years ago. So I just celebrated 10 years cancer-free, and then to think in 10 more years, cervical cancer-free in Victoria, you just can't even imagine.
New research from the Cancer Council shows it could be a future Victorians won't have to imagine. The rates of cervical cancer in the state have fallen by 48% since 1982, from 9.4 to 4.8 cases per 100,000 people. Cancer Council CEO Todd Harper says cervical cancer is now considered a rare form of cancer that could soon cease to be a public health issue in Victoria.
We're confident with well-funded prevention campaigns, early detection and immunisation campaigns, that's absolutely achievable in the next 10 years.
The projections show the state is in line with the World Health Organisation targets to eradicate the disease by 2030.
We know that given the success that Victoria has seen, we can see even more success in the future. We want to be the first jurisdiction in the world to eliminate cervical cancer, and I think we can do that.
The progress is attributed to the human papillomavirus vaccine and the National Cervical Screening Program. The disease is largely caused by HPV, and the vaccine given to boys and girls in year 7 at school prevents them contracting or passing on the virus. But both measures have taken a hit during COVID. Many school students are yet to receive their second dose of the HPV vaccine, and the rate of routine cancer screening has fallen. Sue Evans, Victorian Cancer Registry Director, says cancer diagnosis rates have fallen by 13% as a result.
It's very alarming. A drop-off in notifications means that people are not getting their tests done, and I suppose most worrying for us is the impact that will have downstream in terms of late notifications, later stage disease, and that obviously has implication for treatment and survival.
Despite the progress in reducing cervical cancer in the wider population, the Cancer Council says Indigenous and some migrant women are still overrepresented in the statistics. Victorian Aboriginal peoples are twice as likely to have invasive cervical cancer, while women born in the Pacific, the UK and Ireland, parts of Europe and Northeast Asia also have higher rates of the disease. Cancer Council screening manager Kate Broon says a lack of awareness about getting screened and also some cultural sensitivities mean many cases are going undetected until it's too late.
It is an invasive test, and while it's quick and easy, it is something that some cultural groups may be hesitant to access. And that's why we are working very hard with service providers to ensure that their services are culturally appropriate for all women.
Today, the five-year survival rate of cervical cancer is almost 70%, up 2% from the previous 5 years. That's allowing women to picture a life and a family after a diagnosis. Abby Dinham, SBS News.